were the Moabites in the Bible? The story of the sons of Moab. In the shadows of the past, among ruins and legends, there arises the enigmatic story of the Moabites, a people forged from scandal and survival, whose lives intertwined with the great patriarchs and kings of the Bible. From Lot, their involuntary founder, to Ruth, the Moabite who would interweave her fate with Jesus' lineage, this is a chronicle of faith, struggle, and redemption. Join us on a journey through time to unveil the legacy of the Moabites, a story that defies oblivion and echoes into eternity. The origin of the Moabites. In the depth of the night, under a starry sky that seemed to whisper ancestral secrets, a story was forged that would resonate throughout the ages. Lot, a man marked by exile and uncertainty, found refuge in the shadows of ancient Sodom. His fate intertwined with that of his daughters, whose hearts yearned desperately to preserve the seed of their lineage in a desolate world. Words slide among memories, weaving a tale of pain and survival. Lot, witness to the divine wrath that consumed his home, found refuge in the solitude of a cave. His daughters, enveloped in the mantle of darkness and fear, devised a plan to ensure their offspring. In the eerie silence of the night, they succumbed to their father, seeking in the intimacy of that act a promise of the future. From that forbidden union, Moab and Ammon were born, names that would resonate in the annals of history as mute witnesses to a legacy tainted by sin and tragedy. Moab, the son of the elder, carried in his name the echo of questionable paternity, while Ammon, the fruit of the younger, embodied the shadow of a dark secret. The ancient verses, eternal guardians of forgotten truths, reveal the magnitude of this story intertwined with the plot of human destiny. And the two daughters of Lot, conceived from their father, Genesis 19:36, words that resonate like a distant echo in the corridors of time. And the Lord said unto me, distress not Moab, neither contend with them in battle. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 9. A divine warning that weaves the threads of destiny with a mantle of grace and mercy. Thus was the origin of the Moabites gestated in the shadows of the past, among tears and whispers, marked by redemption and forgiveness that only time and divine providence can bestow. On the vast stage of history, the lines separating enmity from alliance are often blurred, intertwined in a perpetual dance of interests and rivalries. The Moabites and the Israelites found themselves caught in this dance, where betrayal and collaboration intertwined in a fabric woven with threads of destiny. In the darkest corners of memory, the episode of Balaam's curse looms, a story of intrigues and temptations that would resonate throughout the centuries. Balaam, the ambivalent prophet, became the instrument through which the desires of a king intertwined with divine designs. The curse sought to tear the fragile fabric of Israeli hope, but instead it became an echo of divine grace, a blessing disguised in the words of an ambivalent prophet. The ancient verses invite us into this chapter of history like whispers from the past. And the children of Israel departed and pitched in the plains of Moab on the other side of Jordan against Jericho, Numbers chapter 22 verse 1. A narration marking the start of an inevitable confrontation. And the people joined themselves unto Baal-peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, Numbers chapter 25 verse 3. An ominous warning pointing out the consequences of betrayal and apostasy. Amidst this web of fractured alliances and deep enmities, the tapestry of the history, reminding us that even in the darkest moments, the light of divine grace can shine brightly, transforming curses into blessings and enemies into temporary allies. Start of form Moab in the Bible. In the folds of time, where the threads of destiny intertwine, Moab emerges as a central character in the tapestry of Israel's history. The words of the prophets resonated across the valleys and hills, weaving prophecies that outlined the fate of Moab and its interaction with the chosen people. The scriptures, like torches illuminating the path to the future, lead us to Isaiah chapter 15, verse 1 to 9, where the tears of Moab become a painful echo of its uncertain destiny. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 1 to 47, paints a more detailed portrait of Moab's fall, outlining the devastating consequences of its pride and rebellion against the God of Israel. In this scenario of fulfilled prophecies and interlaced destinies, the importance of Moab becomes evident. It was more than a mere enemy of Israel. It was a reflection of the internal struggles and external challenges faced by the chosen people. Moab's history intertwined with Israel's in an inextricable way, revealing the complexities of relationships between nations and the inevitable divine intervention in human affairs. From the hills of Moab to the valleys of Israel, the prophecies resonated like bells announcing the intertwined fate of both peoples. Moab, with its history marked by tragedy and rebellion, became a constant reminder of God's sovereignty over all nations and humanity's fragility before His unchanging will. Start of form. The geography and culture of Moab. The land of Moab, bathed in the golden glow of the desert sun, spreads out like a tapestry of history and culture. Its boundaries, delineated by the valleys of Arnon and Sered, embrace a geography of contrasts, from the soft undulations of the plateau to the cliffs of the Dead Sea and the gorge of the Ammon River. In this diverse landscape, a rich and vibrant culture flourished. The Moabites, rooted in ancestral tradition and sacred rituals, found in their god Chemosh a beacon of hope and protection. From the altars of worship in Ataroth to the temples in Tamar and Kir al-Mudaina, the Moabite religion permeated every aspect of daily life. But beyond religious practices, the Moabites also excelled in craftsmanship and trade. Their skills in metallurgy and pottery were reflected in the ritual objects found in archaeological excavations, while the royal road traced a route of exchange and prosperity through the lands of Moab. However, between the whispers of the wind and the glow of the sun, there also rose shadows of conflict and challenge. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 11, like an echo of the past, reminds us of the tensions that afflicted Moab, subject to divine wrath and the weight of prophecies. In this forgotten corner of the ancient world, geography and culture intertwined in an eternal dance of life and death, hope and despair. The lands of Moab, marked by history and destiny, endure as silent witnesses to the whims of time and the inscrutable hand of the divine. Beginning of the form, highlighted characters. In the annals of Moab, names resonate like echoes of a past lost in the mist of time. Among them, Balak emerges as a prominent figure, weaving his legacy into the threads of diplomacy and political intrigue. With his eyes fixed on the horizon, Balak sought to protect his people from the shadows looming over them, even if it meant forging unusual alliances or resorting to questionable methods. Ruth, in contrast, radiates a soft but unwavering light in the narrative of Moab. Her story, intertwined with Naomi's, brings with it a message of loyalty and sacrifice that transcends borders and lineages. In the stirring words of Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, we find the echo of her eternal commitment, a bond that defies the vicissitudes of fate and the hardships of exile. And among the shadows of power and glory, Mesa emerges as a leader in times of tribulation. His reign, marked by struggle and resistance, became a symbol of the strength of the Moabite people in the face of adversity. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 29 invites us to contemplate his legacy, engraved on the rocks of history with letters of fire and blood. These characters, each with their own story and destiny, are intertwined in the tapestry of Moab, painting a vivid portrait of a land marked by passion and suffering, hope and desolation. In their actions and decisions, we find the nuances of the human condition reflected in an ancient but eternally relevant mirror. Beginning of the form, conflicts and alliances. The land of Moab becomes a stage for ancestral conflicts, where the shadows of war looming over the valleys and mountains like ominous clouds. Among the furrows of history, the pages are stained with accounts of struggles and conquests, where the threads of fate intertwine in a deadly dance. Judges chapter 3, verse 12 to 30, transports us to a battlefield imbued with tension and challenge. Here, Eglon, king of Moab, faces Ehud, a judge of Israel. In the heat of contention, cunning and courage intertwine in a deadly dance where fate hangs by a thread. Swords clash and hearts beat to the rhythm of battle as Moab and its neighbors are immersed in the whirlwind of war. Later, in 2 Kings 3, 4-27, the scene widens to reveal a conflict of epic proportions. Alliances are forged and broken like rusty chains, while Moab is at the center of a power game among the surrounding kingdoms. The roar of war chariots echoes in the valleys, while blood is spilled as a tribute to the gods of battle. In this crossroads of Moab, the influence of neighboring empires is strongly felt, like tides threatening to devour the identity and autonomy of the Moabite people. The echo of past feats and tragedies resounds in the hills, reminding us that on the board of history, each movement has unpredictable consequences, and every decision is loaded with meaning. Amid the chaos of war, Moab clings to its land like a castaway adrift, seeking to find its way in a sea of uncertainty and conflict. The mysteries of the Moabite God. In the darkest corners of Moab's history lie the mysteries of the cult to its deity. Through the veil of the centuries, we delve into a realm of shadows and silence wherein beliefs intertwine with daily life like vines clinging to ancient stones. 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 7 offers us a glimpse of light in this dark sanctuary, where the presence of Chemosh, the Moabite god, is mentioned among the deities worshipped by King Solomon. In the depths of the Moabite altars, Chemosh stands as an enigmatic figure, woven with the threads of fear and devotion. His presence is palpable in every corner of Moabite territory, where the whispers of the priests and the smoke of the sacrifices fill the air with a bittersweet aroma of incense and blood. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 7 plunges us deeper into this world of rituals and prayers, where the sons of Moab bow before their goddess altars seeking protection and divine favor. The offerings rise to the sky as silent prayers, while the priests chant ancient songs that resonate in the temple walls like echoes of a forgotten past. In this realm of shadows and secrets, religious practices intertwine with life itself, weaving a tapestry of beliefs and superstitions that envelop Moab in an unbreakable embrace. In the hearts of his people, fear and reverence intertwine like threads of a skein as they seek the grace and protection of their divinity in a world marked by uncertainty and change. Beginning of the form, the decline of Moab. In the twilight of Moab, the shadows lengthen over the lands that were once prosperous and teeming with life. The fall before foreign powers becomes the sad echo of a forgotten song, where the whispers of the past fade among the cracks of the ruins. Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 9 presents us with a desolate landscape where Moab lies prostrate before the might of the invaders. The walls that once protected cities now crumble under the weight of oppression, while the Moabite people helplessly contemplate the decline of their civilization. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 46 to 47 is a lament that resounds in the hills, where the voice of the prophet joins the chorus of those who mourn the loss of Moab. The tears blend with the rain that soaks the earth, while hearts fill with melancholy for what once was and will no longer be. In this twilight of Moab, the disappearance of the Moabites becomes a silent epitaph, inscribed in the stones that mark the end of an era. The stories and legends of a people fade like smoke in the wind, leaving only the empty echo of a past that no longer finds echo in the present. In the heart of the desolation, the narrator reflects on the fate of Moab and wonders what lessons can be drawn from this tragedy. Is the fall inevitable for those who challenge the powerful, or is there hope beyond the shadows of defeat? In the darkness of the decline, the narrator seeks answers that perhaps can only be found in the whispers of the wind, dragging the echoes of the past. Beginning of the form, legacy and offspring. In the folds of time, the legacy of Moab is woven into the threads of history, a legacy marked by the intricate intersection of fate and choice. Through the centuries, its influence filters like light through the branches of an ancient family tree, leaving an indelible mark on the tapestry of humanity. In Ruth chapter 4, verse 13 to 17, the figure of Ruth rises as a beacon of hope in the darkness of adversity. Like a flower blooming in the desert, her story radiates the transformative power of love and loyalty. Through her union with Boaz, Ruth becomes a vital link in the chain of events leading to the birth of David, whose lineage will ultimately yield the promised Messiah. Matthew chapter 1 verse 5 sheds light on this divine connection, revealing how the story of Ruth and Boaz intertwines with the genealogy of Jesus. In the branches of Christ's family tree, we find the names of those whose lives were interwoven with Moab, reminding us that even in the margins of history, God weaves his purposes with care and precision. The influence of the Moabites in history is a distant echo that resonates in the corridors of time, reminding us that even the humblest can play a crucial role in fulfilling divine designs. Through the centuries, the legacy of Moab lives in the collective memory of humanity, reminding us that even in the darkest times, hope blooms like a green shoot in the desert, renewing our faith in the redemptive power of love and divine grace. In the twilight of memory, the stories of the Moabites shine like shooting stars in the firmament of the past. Each word whispers secrets of a forgotten time, inviting us to delve into the depths of the soul of an ancient people. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 urges us to seek wisdom as one craves hidden treasure. In the echo of these words, we find the reason to explore the depths of knowledge, exhuming the lessons buried in the annals of the past. Knowing the history of the Moabites is opening a door to the past, where flashes of wisdom shed light on the shadows of the present. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 reminds us that all scripture is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Thus, the stories of Moab are not mere tales of a distant time, but living sources of teaching and guidance for our lives today. In each word, in each twist of the plot, we find lessons that transcend time and space, resonating in the hearts of those who dare to listen. As we reflect on the history of the Moabites, we confront a mirror that reflects our own struggles and triumphs. Their mistakes and successes are mirrors in which we can see ourselves reflected, reminding us of the fragility and greatness of the human soul. In their stories, we find an echo of our own battles, a voice that whispers universal truths in the tumult of everyday life. Ultimately, the importance of knowing the history of the Moabites lies in a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world we inhabit. Their lessons are beacons in the dark, guides that orient us on our journey through the tangle of human existence. May these reflections inspire us to seek wisdom in the most unexpected places and find in the stories of the past the echo of our own truth. May these reflections on the Moabites inspire your search for wisdom. Subscribe for more historical explorations and introspective reflections. Continue your journey towards knowledge and understanding.